Okay, so, as health challenges pop up, or just as we get older, a lot of us, or maybe people we care about, face this really tough question: how do we get the care we need, but also, really hold on to our quality of life, our independence? It feels like it often boils down to this choice, doesn't it, between like traditional care places and just staying home where you belong.
Exactly. And that's really the core of what we're getting into today. We're exploring this pretty interesting shift happening in care, specifically focusing on live-in care. And we're looking at it through the eyes of one particular provider, Sunday Cure Therapy. Our sources show this really fascinating turnaround in how they see things. And it's all tied into their, well, their professional background.
Right. So the big question we're tackling then is how an agency like Sunday Care Therapy, founded by occupational therapists, no less, how do they go from being, well, pretty doubtful about living care to becoming big advocates for it? We're going to unpack the advantages they point to now, and crucially, what specific experience, what pivotal moment completely changed their perspective. So by the end, you should have hopefully a much clearer idea of what live-in care involves and why it might be, a really significant option to think about.
Exactly. And what makes Sunday Care Therapy's story so interesting is that foundation you mentioned. They were set up by occupational therapists, OTs, with, get this, over 30 years of experience in health and social care. Now, OTs, for anyone listening, they're the experts in helping people stay independent, engage in daily life, often by tweaking the environment or the activity itself. So when Sunday Care Therapy talks about their frame of reference, it's really about looking through that specific lens, maximizing function, maximizing quality of life. And interestingly, that viewpoint initially led them to think live-in care wasn't maybe the most effective approach for the really complex situations they often encountered.
Huh. That is kind of a paradox, isn't it? You've got people focused on independence, but they're initially wary of the option that keeps people in their own homes 24/7. So, what started to chip away at that skepticism? What was the first hint that maybe they'd gotten it wrong? What made them shift from doubters to, as they say, big fans?
Well, it wasn't some academic exercise or, a change in theory. It was a very specific, very real situation they faced. A local authority came to them with what sounded like, honestly, an almost impossible case. It involved a person in their 40s living in a nursing home and basically facing the prospect of being there, well, forever. Their care needs were incredibly complex. We're talking significant physical and cognitive challenges, the kind they usually point towards institutional care. The alternative, going home, seemed like a huge uphill battle.
Wow. Okay. So faced with this really high-stakes scenario, that's when their established view started to wobble. What did Sunday Care Therapy actually do when they were presented with this huge task?
Well, the person themselves was absolutely clear. They wanted to go home. End of story. And Sunday Care Therapy, bringing that OT problem-solving mindset to the table, they basically saw it as their mission to make it happen. Now, it wasn't simple. It took a lot of planning, loads of meetings with different teams, finding creative ways to adapt the home, tailor the support just right. But they did it. They made it work. And the results, as their sources really emphasize, were, well, dramatic. A year later, not only is that person living back at home, safe, happy, but their quality of life, it improved exponentially. So this one case didn't just change that person's life. It fundamentally shifted how Sunday Care Therapy saw the potential of live-in care.
That really is incredible, a powerful example of what personalized care can achieve. So, okay, looking at it from their OT perspective now, and with this major success story under their belt, what specific advantages of live-in care did they start highlighting? The things that made them think it could be a better option for some.
They point to several key things, and you can really see the OT thinking behind each one. First, and maybe the most obvious but also profound, is just being able to stay in your own home, the comfort, the familiarity. But from an OT angle, it's more than just comfort. They talk about environmental continuity. Staying home preserves routines, it helps with cognitive function, and it allows for truly bespoke adaptations that, let's face it, no institution can perfectly replicate. It's about holding on to your identity, your autonomy, in a space that's full of your own history, your memories. You're not just, room 3B.
Yeah, I get that. That environmental piece seen through the OT lens feels much weightier than just being comfortable. Okay, what about the actual care itself? How does it stack up against, say, being in a facility?
All right, this is another huge point for them, the one-on-one aspect. Think about it. In a care home, staff are brilliant, but they're juggling the needs of many residents. With a live-in carer, that person's attention is entirely on one individual. This means they can get to know that person incredibly well, their specific needs, what they like, their daily rhythms. Sunday care therapy really stresses that this allows them to customize support minute by minute if needed, adapt quickly, and provide truly personalized care. This dedicated focus, they argue, leads to the best possible care, promotes well-being, and ultimately, yeah, happiness. It fosters a kind of therapeutic bond that's just much harder to build when you're caring for multiple people.
And thinking beyond just the practical tasks, the physical care, what else did they find was really positively impacted by having that dedicated person right there in the home?
That's a crucial point. Because aging or dealing with serious health issues can be incredibly isolating. Loneliness is a real risk. A live-in carer provides built-in companionship, consistent emotional support, someone to talk to, share meals with, maybe do activities together. And this companionship isn't just, you know, a nice extra. It actively boosts mental well-being. It fights off those feelings of loneliness, even depression. And really importantly, having that carer means the person can keep up their connections. Family can visit easily. Friends can pop around. Those vital social links aren't severed in the way they often are when someone moves into a facility. It's about keeping the whole life going, not just managing the care needs.
It really does paint a picture of support that covers all the bases, physical, emotional, social, very person-centered. Were there specific challenges or hurdles that Sunday care therapy mentioned having to figure out to make this work so well in a home setting, especially for that really complex case that changed their minds?
The sources talk a lot about the sheer amount of problem solving involved, which definitely implies they had to navigate some tricky stuff. Logistical things, maybe adapting the physical environment significantly, maybe even dealing with psychological barriers to having complex care delivered at home. While I don't detail every single hurdle in the sources we looked at, the fact that it was such a success suggests they developed some pretty robust ways of handling things. Things like getting the right equipment set up, managing complex medical needs outside a clinical setting, and, critically, making sure the carer and the individual were a really good match for that ongoing deep support. That's where you suspect their OT background really gave them an edge.
Okay, so we've really seen this journey, haven't we? Sunday care therapy, starting with that strong occupational therapy foundation, over 30 years experience, moving from real skepticism about living care to becoming strong advocates. And it was driven by this incredibly powerful real-world example, helping someone in their 40s with profoundly complex needs get out of a nursing home and back into their own house, and seeing that person's quality of life just soar over the course of a year.
Exactly. And that success really cemented the benefits they now talk about. That irreplaceable feeling of home, which for OTs means so much more about identity and routine. The deep, truly personalized one-to-one care from someone dedicated just to you so you're not just a number. And that vital companionship and emotional support that fights isolation, boosts well-being, and importantly, keeps those connections to family and friends strong.
Sunday care therapy now frames live-in care not just as, you know, an option instead of placement, but potentially a better one for some people. Mm-hmm. So maybe this leaves us and you listening with something to think about. In a world where we're all talking more and more about personalized care, how might embracing solutions like live-in care really change our definition of quality of life for people facing big health challenges? And what sort of innovative support systems might we need to see next to make these kinds of powerful, person-centered options even more accessible to everyone who could benefit?